AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department reports a big spike in hiring last month, 467,000 jobs. Speaking to union iron workers near Washington, President Biden says there's more to come.
There are going to be thousands of people put to work. Not a joke. I mean, this is serious. And guess what? The American public is going to be safer, and it's going to be cheaper. Cheaper paying the right wage and the right trained people to begin with.
At the same time, the sizzling job market means inflation will likely keep simmering, all but ensuring the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates several times this year. Latest figures show drops in coronavirus case numbers in 49 of 50 states. The military investigation into the deadly attack during the Afghanistan evacuation has concluded a suicide bomber carrying 20 pounds of explosives packed with ball bearings acted alone. This is CENTCOM Brigadier General Lance Curtis.
Based upon our investigation at the tactical level, this was not preventable, and the leaders on the ground followed the proper measures.
13 U.S. service members and 170 Afghans were killed. The verdict is guilty in New York for Michael Avenatti on charges he cheated porn actor Stormy Daniels out of nearly $300,000 she was supposed to get for writing a book about an alleged tryst with former President Donald Trump. The parents of Amir Locke and their attorneys say the black man's dreams were destroyed by a Minneapolis SWAT team. He was shot and killed as police were serving a search warrant. His mother, Karen Wells, described Locke as respectful, including to police.
I'm going to fight.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Throughout the day, 365 days, to make sure that Amir Ricari Locke,
yes,
gets justice.
Yes.
For being executed,
yes,
by the MPD.
Minnesota's Attorney General will join in a review of the shooting. This is AP News. The flame has been lit in Beijing.
Let the games begin as the Beijing Winter Olympics are officially underway with Friday's opening ceremonies. The United States leads after the opening day of team figure skating with winning performances from Nathan Chen as well as ice dancers Madison Hubble and Zachary Donahue to edge the favored Russians. Chen won the men's short program with a dynamic high-flying program that featured a pair of quads. Hubble and Donahue followed with a near-flawless performance to music from Janet Jackson. In mixed doubles curling, Team USA earned an 8-7 extra ends win over Sweden. U.S. women's hockey star Brianna Decker will miss the rest of the Olympics after suffering a left leg injury, while men's players Stephen Kampfer and Andy Mealy are isolating after positive COVID tests. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
A correspondent in Beijing for Dutch national broadcaster NOS was manhandled away from his camera by security during a live news show shortly before the opening ceremony. He told the anchor, "I fear we will have to come back to you later." I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?